Thank you. I'll be back in a moment. Oh, there we are. Good morning. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this hot and steamy day. Father Michael is on vacation, and so all the rules have been thrown out. So just to add more confusion, I'm going to do the announcements now instead of after the first hymn, because you may have noticed that we've changed things just a little. The worship committee suggested that we should try having the altar here on the floor for the summer, and I am glad because it is warm. The higher you get, the warmer it gets. So for the summer, we are going to have the altar here. We're going to try worshiping like this. If you have feedback, please let us know. This is our first try at the chairs being organized this way. And if you have feedback or thoughts, we would really like to hear them. When we come to September, the altar will move back up and we'll change things again. Ralph and Dylan are with us this morning. Thank you so much for being here. Duncan! Well, all right. I've just decided to change your name, Duncan. This is absolutely how the rest of the service will go. My apologies in advance. Duncan and Ralph are leading us this morning. Thank you for being here. The prelude that Ralph was playing for us this morning was a piece called Prayer by Paul Halley, which he wrote after sitting and overlooking Jerusalem. Finally, after the service, instead of gathering in the hall, there will be lemonade available on the lawn. Please stand as we sing our opening hymn.
Praises to the Father, sing ye praises to the Son, sing ye praises to the Spirit, living and eternal one. God has made us and has blessed us and has called us to be true, but his Lord of every creature, sing with singing birds at dawn. When the stars shine for that nightfall, hear their heavenly antiphon. Hail, God, for light of summer, autumn glories, winter snows, for the
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all our children, all desires come, and from you no secrets are kept.
Let us pray. O God, our defender, storms rage about us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from despair. Deliver your children from fear. And preserve us all from unbelief. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the first book of Kings. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life like the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." Then he was afraid. He got up and fled for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and he left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." So he got up, ate, and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. At that place he came to a cave, and he spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." And he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind came an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, a sound of sheer silence. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." The Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus." The word of the Lord.
As the deer longs for water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. As the deer longs for water brooks, so longs my soul for you. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. My soul is athirst for God, a thirst for the living God. When shall I come to appear before the presence of God? My tears have been my food day and night, while all day long they said to me, where now is your God? As the deer longs for water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. I pour out my soul when I think on these things. How I went with the multitude and led them into the house of God, with the voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who keep holy day. As the deer longs for water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me? Put your trust in God, for I will yet give thanks to him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. As the deer longs for water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you."
So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Please be seated. What jumped out at you as you listened to the readings this morning? Did you hear something new that you haven't heard before? A line that struck you differently? I confess that there were three things in the readings this morning, each of which caught my attention. And so instead of doing a deep dive into one of them, this morning I thought I would just briefly share those points with you in case they resonate with you as well. The first point that caught my attention is that we should never underestimate the incredible spiritual value of a nap and a snack. Elijah's troubles in the first reading are very real, and we should not underestimate them. There are people trying to kill him. It seems, though, that the real danger was that he was losing hope. He asked God to let him die out in the wilderness, and God's response was to get him to lie down and have a nap. Sent an angel to give him some bread and some water. And then Elijah was able to go on. Many of us face dark moments in our lives where it's hard to see the way forward. And absolutely, prayer and study and conversation are all very important ways that we move through those moments. And sometimes the gift that God gives us is very practical, a nap and a snack. The second point that caught my attention is that sometimes something that seems like nothing is actually everything. After Elijah had his nap and snack, he went up the mountain and he spoke to the Lord. But the Lord wasn't in the great wind, or the earthquake, or the fire. The Lord was in the sound of sheer silence. I have stood in an anechoic chamber. That's a room specifically designed to absorb and dampen sound. We think of silence as being nothing, an absence of sound, but it's not. Silence can be heavy, can press in on you. The world is very loud, and there are lots of times and lots of people who are happy to tell us that God is present in the noise and the arguments and sometimes the bombs. So it is good to be reminded that God is present in the silence. And that the silence is not nothing, that sometimes waiting and listening and not acting are sometimes the most powerful and important things that we can do. The third point that caught my attention is that the gospel reminded me that God is much bigger than we are, and I am glad for that. God's love and mercy challenged me in the gospel. I don't know if you noticed. when Jesus arrives to heal the man, Legion, who is possessing that man, speaks to Jesus and begs Jesus not to send them into the abyss. And Jesus agrees. He lets them go into the pigs. Jesus extends mercy. And I don't know what to do with that. It challenges me. And it reminds me that erring on the side of grace, erring on the side of mercy and love, is always safer than erring on the side of judgment and exclusion. I do not know all of God's plans, and even if I did, I would not understand them. And so today I am reminded that that is just fine. Remembering that keeps us humble and open to seeing God doing something that we do not expect. And it protects us from falling into simple explanations for complicated issues. I pray that something in this morning's readings has caught your attention, challenging you, feeding you, and hopefully making you laugh just a little. Amen. Please stand. And let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, please assume a posture of prayer.
Let us pray. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Bless his holy name. Holy Lord, we pray for your church, especially this coming week, as it elects our new primate through the collective wisdom of General Synod. Grant our new primate the wisdom of your Spirit, that they may offer inspirational and faithful leadership in these challenging times. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Bless
holy Lord, ruler over all, you have taught us that perfect love casts out fear. But the news of conflicts and the escalating ravages of war is understandably alarming. We plead for peace and that you would save the innocent children, women, and men trapped within these conflicts. Lord, as only you can, transform the hearts of all world leaders, turn them from violence and guide them towards mercy, justice, and peace. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Holy Lord, our scriptures declare that you heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. We pray for all those needing your healing touch at this time in mind, body, and spirit, especially Sylvia and Pam, Gavin, Catherine, Mary, Sherry, Tom, Scott, Stephanie, Linda, Ian, Brian, Jovia, Andrew, Jamie, Dawn, and Nancy, and Beth, and any others we would name in our hearts at this time. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Bless his holy name.
Holy Lord and God of all comfort, we remember those who have recently died and those who mourn their passing. We especially remember Ted Hessel, the gift of his life. Your son taught Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Bring us with them to rejoice in the comfort of your eternal love and presence. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Eternal God, you have made our Savior Jesus Christ the head of all creation. Receive all we offer you this day and renew us in his risen life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of pardon,
gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior has taught us, we are bold to say,
"Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We eat and drink our own body, for we all share in one bread.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thank you.
Please stand as we continue in prayer. Almighty God, guide and protect your people who share in this sacred mystery, and keep us always in your love through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you and those you love and those you struggle with, now and always. My friends, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hopefully to somewhere significantly cooler.